Hi, I'm Rhonda with I'm Funny About Money, and today I'm going to discuss The Ultimate Guide to Frugal Living by Lazy Lane. I would like to start out by saying don't forget to click like, subscribe, and please leave a nice comment below. We like niceness, we don't like ugly. Over here at I'm Funny About Money, we want to be kind as possible. You know, we'll try to be kind, okay? All right, so let's start. This is a short book, thankfully. It was less than 40 pages, so it was a pretty quick read. It wasn't all that exciting, though, I must say. It doesn't have actual number chapters. It just has, like, paragraphs with topic listed above it. It's just kind of odd. I thought it was weird. I did appreciate it not having a conclusion, though, thankfully. It does have a last final section, but it doesn't call it a conclusion. I don't know why I have a problem with that. I'm just like, oh, so annoying to see conclusion. I don't know. I'm an odd bird. It's okay. So let's go ahead and discuss subject one, how to reduce your energy bills. I agree that we should reduce our energy bills as much as possible because we really want to save as much money as we can. And here, this author has some good tips about reducing your consumption, like adding insulation and keeping your freezer full. But she also says to put your lights on a timer. I like that. I actually have some smart plugs, and I do like the ability to be able to turn a light on and off, you know, remotely. It does help. That way you don't have to leave your lights on all the time. You can turn them on like right before you get home and things like that. And that way you'll have light if it's dark outside. There were several tips that are totally not relevant, like don't put as much water in your tea kettle. That's fine, but it said if you have to have a certain amount of water and you have leftover water that's still warm, pour it into bottles and like sit with it or something and to help keep you warm and things. Obviously, the author lives in a very cold climate, and I thought, well, not here. That's not going to work out where I live. Way too hot over here, which is why you always hear the air conditioning sound. Yes. All right, so section two, how to save water. I'm a fan of saving water, you know. I mean, we don't need to just run the faucet and just let it run. Come on, that's crazy. All right. So, however, I didn't really care for her section. I think she recommends that you should share your bath water, and that's kind of gross. We've come a long way in the ages where we don't really have to share bath water. I mean, if you have, like, two toddlers, yes, you put your children in the tub together, of course. Who didn't do that, right? Who doesn't do that? You know, you're related. You got dirty together. You'll get clean together. It's fine. I understand that. But I'm not a fan of, I took a bath, now I'm going to get out and someone else is going to get in. And then someone else is going to get out and someone else is going to get in. You know, I don't think we should go to that extreme unless we are in some dire circumstances and have to. She also recommends that you save your bath water and pour it in your toilet. I find that to be not necessarily beneficial. Just get an energy efficient toilet and you'll use less water. I know you're going to pay a little bit. Back in the day when I was younger, my dad used to take a brick and stick it in the tank, and that way it would add volume to the tank, and then you can have less water usage that way. But we have energy efficient here in this house, and I like it, but I'm not a fan of the bath water thing. Section three, as I numbered them myself so I could keep them organized, is called Frugal Food. And I do think we should all try to save money on food. It is a variable expense, and we can try to organize it, you know, and save money. You can read about that on my blog. So I agree completely with shopping on a full stomach. The author says to make sure that you have a full stomach when you go and try to plan ahead. I agree with that. That is definitely something that we should definitely do more of. I don't really agree. The author suggests that you just go out to the woods and forage for food. That's not necessarily the best plan. I can see where that could be a little dangerous. If you don't know what is safe to eat and what is not safe to eat, you may pick up something that's not safe to eat, and then you're sick or you die. Yeah. So I don't think you should forage food. Now, if you want to forage food, find someone that knows how and is skilled in this area and learn. That is something you could do. That is something I agree on, totally. But the author doesn't recommend you do that. It doesn't say be careful, make sure you know what you're doing when you're out there doing that. So I'm not so sure that's the best idea. And a lot of the things that she recommends you do is already on the internet, or things that I already recommend you do. It wasn't really new information. I didn't really find that section to be all that helpful, other than plan ahead and fill your stomach before you go. So, saving money at Christmas is the next section. That would be section 4. So, I agree with saving money around Christmas and such holidays. I agree with buying your wrapping paper tags and cards after the holiday so that you get it for a much better price. I don't think it's a good idea to send out e-cards for Christmas. I find doing it to be less personal, and I feel like mailing out cards like I do every year for Christmas, I feel like people appreciate that. I hope you guys do. All my friends and family that I send cards to, if you don't, just tell me. I'll take you off the list. No big deal. I do agree, she says, to acquire presents throughout the year. I have this bad habit of losing presents. I'll hide them and forget where I hid them. So it's not always the best idea for me. However, I do try to keep up with, I try to keep everything together in a Christmas location. And I really do try to cut expenses at Christmas as much as possible and keep a budget, stay on budget. But she doesn't say anything about that. So the next section, section 5, cheap dates and days out. I feel like the author missed an opportunity to have some really good suggestions or solutions, like to look around your local area and see what you do, what you can do for fun and that's low cost or free. And I really didn't feel like her suggestions were anything spectacular. And I feel like she missed several ideas that maybe could have or should have been included in there, in her next section. Holidays, also known as vacation to us. We take vacation sometimes not. But I always try to be super, super frugal. My vacation when I go, I try not to eat out too much because it's not healthy, but it's also expensive. I shop around for somewhere to stay and hope that it's nice. And I try to, you know, research the area, make sure I'm staying somewhere safe and economical. There's just some limits I won't cross. Like, I'm not spending $1,000 for a hotel room for one night. No. So she had things like, she only had 5 points about taking a vacation and ways to save money, so that'd be great for a blog. If she would expand on each point, that could turn into maybe a whole real chapter. But none of her ideas were useful, so that was a waste. That was a bust. On the next section, it saved money on car care. Once again, in list format, she tells you to basically do it. There's this to-do list on regular maintenance on your car that you do anyways, like change your oil, your brake pads, and do these things at home as much as possible for yourself and what you can do for yourself. But it was really a non-useful section. I didn't really find it helpful, and I didn't really find that it gave me any information about anything, but it did give me an idea for a blog. Yes. So I'm glad for that. In the next section, frugal weddings. We all want to save money when it comes to weddings. And for some reason, there seems to be a markup when you hear the word wedding. And where I currently live, we have a free on Thursdays at the courthouse. So if you really want to go cheap, you can do it that way. And I do think people way overspend and go way extravagant when there are ways around it. However, she didn't really get into anything useful. And I just didn't really think this chapter or section, because it's not really a chapter, was very useful and worth the time reading. She once again recommended using the internet for invitations, just like she did the Christmas cards. And I don't find it classy for your wedding invitations to go over the internet. I'm sorry, you guys that do it. I know you guys think it's young, hip, and cool, and maybe I'm just too old. And there are just some traditions I think we should maybe hold on to, like sending out invitations. I think it's nice. I just think it's nice. And yes, it's expensive, and maybe you can't afford it, and I understand. But there are less expensive ways to get invitations to send out. And the author did not address anything that really could help you, I would think. I did our wedding on a super budget, and I negotiated like a master. And it was a fantastic challenge that I'm super proud of, and how I saved a ton of money with our wedding. And I sometimes look back and think, could I have done that for even less? So, you know, I wasn't as into frugal as I am now, and I wasn't as good at it, but definitely think I probably could have done a little better. But I'm proud of how well I did do for not being an expert. The next section is frugal babies. And babies can be very expensive. So you can spend so much money on formula and baby diapers and baby things. And I know because, well, I had a baby and I tried to save money. So I did what she recommends is secondhand shops. I went to yard sales like a crazy person. And I got as many baby things as I could, especially the clothes. Oh my gosh, they grow so fast. And my child, I went to yard sales and friends, and we would swap clothes and, hey, I've got this, maybe it'll fit your child, and this kind of thing. So I did those things that she recommends, but I think a lot of people do that already. A lot of people are already in on that, and a lot of people already do that. So I don't really think she expanded on anything or gave any information that was useful. However, she did say to use cloth diapers, and if you want to use cloth diapers, then that's fine. I don't. No. I'll spend the money for the diapers. I did, however, not really care for the name brand diapers. I bought store brand at a big box store, and I would say who it is, but I don't want any crazy drama. So let's move on to the next section, recycling. So recycling is always good. It really depends on where you live as to what area you have available to you. We can recycle cans and things like that. I don't drink soda, so I don't have any cans to recycle. So, but I do, like she says, reuse things. I don't really care for the part where she says to reuse fast food containers. A lot of the fast food containers here are styrofoam and paper and just, no. And so I don't really eat fast food either. I try not to eat fast food in the first place because it's expensive and I don't want to pay for that. I don't want to spend my money on that. And it's hard to find healthy. So, however, there are some containers you can use, you know, then fine. But not so much. I have grown up using whipped cream containers and I've played the game of what's in this container that's not whipped cream. You know, is it going to be the peas or the mashed potatoes or what's going to be in this one? You know, that sort of thing. Yes, I'm totally in agreement. Absolutely. I'm probably going to have that in my life forever. And I do reuse containers. I just don't think having your friends save containers and give them to you as a plan. Why don't you just reuse your own? Keep your own. And so I didn't really find this section also, again, helpful. I think I'm leaning towards not really caring much for this book or this author. I just don't think she has fantastic ideas. She does say to reuse envelopes from scrap mail. I'm fine with that. I do that to make quick little shopping lists for the grocery store and such. Of course, everybody does that. That's something you kind of already do already. So I don't really think she's really offering us anything out of that. The next section, it's the last section, is random frugalness. So I guess this is just the hodgepodge where she just throws everything into the pot and calls it being frugal. So she tells you to look online to learn how to make soap and beauty products and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm going to just kind of assume you probably do that anyways. If that's what you're interested in, then that's what you would do. However, we have a Dollar Tree, and if you would like soap, you're welcome to go to the Dollar Tree, or Dollar Store, I should say. You go to the Dollar Store and get it. You know, the Dollar Store is a fantastic thing. Careful what you buy, though. Some things are not worth the dollar. It's not good. So, overall, my overall impression of this book is that it didn't really fit what I would call a book. I would call it a really long essay, and it felt like it was a lot of blog entries, short blog entries at that, that were just thrown together and an author stuck her name on it and she called it a blog. And really it was a long to-do list with headings. It really was the way that it reads is a to-do list. All she was missing were the bullets that go on a list that come down like so. And I am so glad that I'm done with that book. And I'm so happy to review these atrocities of the words with you guys. And my recommendation is to not waste your time on this book. I do believe I didn't pay for it. I do believe it came through Amazon. Either I used it through the Kindle Unlimited that I subscribed to, or it was just not. It just didn't have a price. And so I'm really happy that I didn't pay for it, because No. However, I have already started on my next book, and I'm pretty excited about it. It so far is looking pretty good. I'll reveal what that is next time around and let you know. Hopefully it's not too bad. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment, and read my blog. I have little extras about how to save money and some of the things that I've been through with money management. And hopefully you'll get some use out of it. I hope, anyways. All right. Y'all have a good day. Bye.